Hello again, it's Alan, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. A new CNN ORC poll out this week shows Hillary Clinton leading the pack in 2016, with 65% of likely Democratic voters polled saying they'll back her. That's a huge lead over Biden, who only got 10%. While Biden is stirring the pot making a recent trip to Iowa, Clinton is still mum on whether she'll run. Last month, the New York Times reported that she set up shop in a new Clinton Foundation HQ at Time Life Building in Manhattan. At the same time, there are no clear frontrunners on the GOP ticket. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan led the pack in the poll, each with less than 20%. Did this poll get it right? Who do you think will round out the presidential tickets as we look ahead to 2016? Today, we want your take. Now's the time to place your bets. 1-800-348-2551. Well, what are the chances of Hillary Clinton winning? What are the chances of your getting on to the Vox Pop? Well, I don't know about Hillary, although it certainly does look like she's ahead in the polls. But I do know that there's not a single phone ringing right now. Do you want to leave me here? Do you want a speech, an Alan speech for an hour? I don't think so. What do you think? Do you think that Hillary Clinton is unbeatable? And if she is unbeatable, why is that? Is it the woman factor? She would be, of course, the first woman president of the United States. We also have the possibility of running Ray Graff for president of the United States. But I don't think he wants to run. He said something about, you know, five children and not really having the time to run for president. He is in the control room right now, and while I'm waiting to hear from you, I will just vamp until ready. Here comes Lisa from Oneonta. Okay, Lisa from Oneonta, what do you think?
Well, I really, frankly, wonder why you're conducting a poll like this. It's so far out. Why are you ignoring the second anniversary of the Occupy movement occurring in New York City today?
Okay, so why don't you speak about the first anniversary of the Occupy movement?
Well, it's the second anniversary.
Yeah. There's no need to take a tone. Why don't you just talk about what you want to talk about there for a minute? Go ahead.
Really have a question for you, Alan.
No, Lisa. I asked you not to take a tone. If you want to take a tone, then we're going to dismiss the call. If you want to talk about the Occupy movement, I'm giving you that chance. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't mean to be taking a tone, and I find.
Well, you are taking a tone. Mm-hmm. You're taking a tone. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Alan.
No, I don't feel that way.
I really don't feel that way.
That's what you're doing. Go ahead. Wait a second, Lisa. You called up. You said, why are you talking about this? I said, okay, have your say. Now you want to make it a personal fight. I'm not doing that. Yes or no? You want to talk about it or not?
Well, I do.
Well, go ahead.
I guess my concern is this, and if you find this taking a tone, then I apologize. But I guess my concern is that on the anniversary of a day when a movement that was, targeted by police, national police activity, and almost all of the charges against those kids were dismissed. On a day where they called for a second anniversary, it seems to me that you could have picked a different topic.
Okay, well, there are a lot of topics in the world, Lisa. That's one of them. We picked a topic. You've had your say, and thank you. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Don in Schenectady. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Don.
You mentioned you started with Hillary.
Yeah.
And when she came out for the using military force in Syria.
That's right. Interesting. It was interesting. I thought about that, too. Yeah.
It occurred to me that isn't going to be good for her in terms of running for president. Do you agree? Or?
No, I don't agree. I actually think that she's dealing with these images of what a woman president is capable of doing. First of all, I think, you know, obviously she has to support the contemporary president, and she's doing that. Number two, I think she's showing that I thought of it when she did it. Of course, I didn't like it. But I thought that what she was demonstrating was that she could be as tough, in quotes, as anybody else.
I am pro-Hillary, and I was as confused as everybody else about, should we do anything militarily? Well, that's not good, but we need to do something.
Right.
So when she came out on that, I thought that wouldn't be good for her, and that bothered me.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know. Remember that these elections have to be won with the great middle class, the great middle. And the Clintons are brilliant at that. When Bill ran for president, he ran, you'll remember, as a conservative candidate. You remember that, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and I think that you may be seeing history being recreated here. I suspect that what she thought, I can't get into her brain, was that I have to show, as a woman president of the United States, I have to destroy all the mythology and everything else, that I'm as capable as anybody else as being tough. That's what I think was going on.
Recreate the past and create a new future.
Yeah, well, yes, you could put it that way. Hey, Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very
much. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551, two free phones. Let us go to Mark in Schenectady. Mark, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm all right. That first call bugged me a little bit. Go ahead.
All right. The question is not whether Hillary Clinton will run. The question is, can she win? And to me, I think she's a weak candidate. And I know that goes against the grain here, with other callers might think. But I come to that analogy because of the fact that not only her age, but the fact that we had her husband, who was president of the United States. And I think, in retrospect, that if you look at that, that's going to turn some voters off.
Well, not according to the polls. And let me remind you, Mark, that when Bill Clinton retired, I believe I'm correct about this, he retired as with all the stuff, the sex and Monica Lewinsky and everything else, as the most popular president in the history of the United States since they started polling.
And I understand that. And if there was a way that Bill could run again, I think he would win again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is necessarily about him.
But you said your premise was that that she was married to him, and I took it from that premise that
right.
What you were suggesting was that people would be turned off by that.
One factor. The second factor, I think, is the fact that, if we get some of the younger candidates on the Republican side running. Okay, I think the electorate, all right, who might come out in force, even though they don't come out unless it's a presidential candidate, the younger electorate might come out and might look at the fact at Hillary's age and look at the younger candidates on the Republican side, and I think there might be an issue there.
Well, right now there's no issue. Right now the polls are showing you're killing them all.
But the thing is, again, I worry, and I'm a strong Democrat, former committeeman, and I just worry.
But who would you vote for right now? In other words, if you were making the pick, who would the pick be?
Well, if you only give me those two candidates.
No. If you could pick a Democratic candidate, who would your choice be?
Our current governor. Who I think would be a strong candidate.
Well, he shows up very badly in this poll. Very badly.
I think if you give him time, and remember, he comes from a political family too, and you give him the money and a chance for him to point out what he's for and what he's against, I think he'd be a very strong candidate. And the factor he has going for him, he's like a Bill Clinton too. He's more centrist. Might even be a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
And like the Republicans voted for him in New York State.
Yeah. But
nationally, he might win.
Yeah, Mark. But, every time there's a poll, say, should he run do you like him? Yeah. 70% like him, 62% like him. But they say, should he run for president? There's a resounding no.
Hey, Mark, hear
you. I really love your call. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, all of the phones are busy. There's one free phone now because Mark hung up. Let's go to Sue in Schenectady. But Sue, let me ask you a question. Can you hold on for a second because we got to take a very short break? Would you mind?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Support for WAMC comes from Barry Price Architecture since 1996, specializing in buildings that integrate modernism and sustainability with regional materials and aesthetics. BarryPriceArchitecture.com. College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair services and 24-hour towing and recovery service for over 30 years. CollegeStreetMotors.com. The Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, presenting the Round the Lake Challenge, providing 30 missions to explore Lake George. LGLC.org. The Garrison in the Hudson Highlands, featuring an 18-hole golf course, restaurants, Hudson River views, and getaway and golf packages. TheGarrison.com. And Healthy Living Market and Cafe, featuring the Divine Wine Store with wines from all over the world, with pairings, monthly tastings, and events. HealthyLivingMarket.com.
And we are back. Thanks for waiting, Sue. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I was just sort of agreeing with your prior caller just about being a little Clinton weary, you know, after all this time. And I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I just wish, and I'm all for a woman president, of course, but there has to be, I just wish the party was cultivating, I'm sure they are at some level, you know, somebody new, somebody fresh. I personally like Kirsten Gillibrand. I think she's could be somebody's future, you know, for the party. I think, you know, Clinton is just, you know, she, her age, and I don't like her, but it's just, I just don't know if you can win with her. I think she's already been somewhat, you know, a little war weary, been through, I think this, people have spoken, you know, ultimately. I know the polls are saying right now she's like the leading woman, but I think if we had another alternative and started to cultivate that.
Well, we don't get to, you know, so we don't get to cultivate. People put themselves forward. I mean, that's how it works.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
But I think people can be persuaded to, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I think of Kirsten. I know Kirsten Gillibrand. I've interviewed her a number of times. I can tell you right now, she's an ambitious woman. I'm sure she's got views on this thing. And every once in a while, her name shows up in somebody's column or something like that, which means they're working it. But
I think it's great.
But I think it's too early. I do.
I know. Obama was early, too, everybody said.
Yes,
so
that's true. That's true.
That's what you know, and she's doing the Daily Show. She's getting up there a little, you know, and she's fantastic. She's fantastic.
What do you like about her? What do you like about her?
Oh, I just think she's smart. She's bright. She's quick. I like her, you know, I don't know, just everything.
Well, do you remember when she was a congresswoman from upstate, and she was a very conservative congresswoman in terms of gays, in terms of guns? The minute she got to be a senator, when the demographics, and you remember that Chuck Schumer, when he introduced her with Alphonse D'Amato on one side and Schumer on the other, he said, well, how can she represent New York State with all these conservative views? And he said, she'll evolve. I love that, and she has evolved. I'll tell you right now. So when you say
they all do, yeah. So you know,
well,
you have to pick somebody.
Okay. Hey Sue, I love your call. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Beth in Montgomery. Welcome back, Beth. What do you got?
How you doing? I just want to say I want to talk about something else, but I will say I support Hillary. I supported Hillary before.
Yep.
I think she would have been a better president than what we have in office.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the 3 a.m. phone call.
She would
have done a great job with the 3 a.m. Phone call.
What was that one again?
I think she would have done a better job.
No, I'm sorry. I'm missing the 3 a.m. phone call. What was that?
Oh, don't you remember that in the debates? You know, who you're going to call at 3 a.m.
Oh,
knows a lot more.
Yeah.
She knew a lot more. She knows a lot more. And I think, you know, I think that right now she is the best a Democratic candidate to win the country. And remember, she's not really a Northeasterner. She's really a Midwesterner.
Whatever you like.
Yes, but that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the gun control issue because I know people are going to come out of the woodwork. Again, I want to revisit the fact that all of these people who have committed these horrific crimes have had mental problems.
Yeah.
And I know right away everyone has rights, right? But we always forget about the people that are killed. They had rights. Oh,
I don't forget about the people who are killed.
And they're right.
You know, I don't forget about that. I think mental illness has a terrible stigma in this country.
Deservedly so, I would imagine, because look at all the mistakes that have happened.
Well, wait a second now. I mean, you know, a lot of people have psychiatrists go to counseling, do all of this kind of stuff, who are not deranged enough to do what these people have done. I mean, can you imagine being crazy enough to walk in and kill a group of kindergarten students? But I'm with you on one thing, and that is we have to do a better job at who we give gun licenses to and who we allow. This guy shot out people's tires in his neighborhood.
He shot upstairs in his neighbor's apartment.
Exactly. So
I had a trail of problems.
So but every time somebody says we ought to do a better job on this, out come the gun guys. And
also out come the people who say, oh, you can't penalize the poor people who are mentally ill. Yes, we can, because we have to make a distinction between seriously mentally ill and just socially mentally ill.
Yeah. Well,
and I think this is a problem in our country.
Well, Beth,
everybody has rights except the poor innocents. They don't have any rights.
Beth, you've made your point. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Nick in Westfield. Nick, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me on today.
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
I think it is pretty clear that Hillary is maneuvering herself into a position to run. And I think what's really key for her is who her running mate would be.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what she thought about that.
Well, that's a great question, because I got a candidate. I asked
him. Go for it.
I asked him about it, but he didn't like it. So he said no. He didn't want to have a boss. And that is Deval Patrick in Massachusetts. Now, it has some problems, obviously. It has some assets. The problem, obviously, is New York and Massachusetts are right next to each other. Do you want two Northeastern, you know, candidates next to each other? But there is, I don't know how to put this, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but there is something to be said about getting people out to vote. When Obama ran, a huge number of African Americans came out and voted. If I'm the Democratic Party, I want that to happen again. And that's why I think a Deval Patrick, who is one of the most brilliant and wonderful men I've ever met in my whole life, runs, it would be a smart choice. But what do you got? Who do you have in mind?
I agree with you. I think that Deval Patrick would definitely have great potential for mobilizing people. I mean, especially since he has a daughter who's LBJ and would probably work very well with young people. But my concern is that you're right. I think we would lose a lot of the South and the West.
Well, the South you can't win anyway. Forget it.
Right.
They're gone.
Right.
So that's not where these campaigns get competitive.
Exactly, but states like California.
Oh, you'll get California. California would go wildly, I think, for both Hillary and Mayor Moonbeam is the governor there now. So I don't see that as a problem. But when you get to the places like Indiana and some of the other places, that's where it gets very interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, for example, we had John McCain, who was a very strong candidate, but I really think was sunk by his running mate.
But remember, he picked her.
Right. And I think what we see Hillary doing now is sifting through potentials. But I thought about it, you know, a really strong mold would be a younger male veteran, but I can't really think of anyone within the party who fits that ideally.
You know, if I was a constitutional scholar, I admit what I don't know. And what I don't know is I'm sure Biden is not allowed under the 25th Amendment to serve another term. Because obviously that would be good continuity.
Right.
But I don't think that's allowed.
I don't think so either.
So, and you can't have two people remember from the same state. So you're right. I think in order to balance the ticket, she is dealing with this woman thing in this country. We have a misogynist country. We have a country that has not allowed women to crack the glass ceiling. It may be that one doesn't like that, but it's a reality, and that has to be dealt with. And I think, as I said to an earlier caller, that's exactly what she's doing right now.
Right. Well, I think her time as Secretary of State and, you know, her position on Syria, as you said, definitely work to show her in a stronger, more aggressive light. But at the same time, there's some people who still won't be able to see past her gender.
You know, I will never forget, the day she went on NBC in the morning. I was on the bike and watching her. It's just unbelievable. And she talked about the vast Republican conspiracy against her husband. It was the gutsiest thing I've ever seen. You know, she knew people would, you know, the Murdochs and the rest would start in on her.
Yep.
But it was a brilliant thing. And, of course, turns out she was absolutely right.
Yep. Well, she is a brilliant woman.
Oh, she is. She is. I think had he, kept it down, he would have. But, you know, the one thing people love about Clinton is that he's a... is that he's a human being. You know, he's a brilliant human being, but he's a human being.
Right.
And there it goes. Hey, Nick, great call. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Emerenta in Catskill. You're on, Emerenta.
Hello, and yes, I love Hillary Clinton.
Oh, great.
However, I just want to see somebody, male or female, preferably female, just because the time has come. Somebody to emerge within the next 2 years that we're just going to be surprised at. I think we're really so enmeshed in this old, old, old political thing we think we can't get out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think Obama has done some things that we can look at a little differently now than the old, old, old. And I'm old because I'll be 70 this year. Hello?
You're a child.
But I'm saying it's time to step away from the machine.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I think you couldn't find a more brilliant woman.
Yeah. No, I hear
you. I think she was the power behind the throne the whole 8 years. Okay.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Anything can happen, you know.
But I just want to say to anybody out there, you know, you can make yourself, put yourself out there.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. That's exactly right.
That's the ticket. Somebody younger, somebody, you know, been doing their brilliant thing, not stealing from other folks and stuff. Come on down, you know.
One
other thing I want to speak on the gun issue.
Okay, go ahead.
I really don't think the gun issue is going to be solved by laws. Now, I do feel very sorry for what has happened in D.C. However, the statistics in Chicago on a weekly basis, not a monthly, not a yearly, on a weekly basis, and many other of our big cities, some of the children dying are higher than the war that's been declared in Syria and other places.
500 last year, I think. 500.
Yes. Yes, the weekend, unfortunately, that Trayvon Martin's, that trial was solved, that was the highest weekend in Chicago.
Well, you know, there was a great piece, Emerenta, on Morning Edition this morning about the guy Guzman, who is running the drugs. He has a monopoly on drugs in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they say he's largely responsible for that inflated number, one guy.
Yeah, because 47 children that weekend. 47. That's like amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to cry about the guns, let's cry about all the guns. Let's cry about the guns in the criminal's hands, not just somebody who's a little mentally disturbed. And I don't want to call it little, but you know what I'm
little
saying.
Little enough to go into a school and knock out all those kindergarten children, Emerenta.
Right.
I mean, those are serious problems. I respectfully, and I hope you understand this, I respectfully disagree with you. I think we have to do a better job about who gets a hand on a gun.
I definitely think, but I don't think that's going to solve it. We've got to solve something by taking a look at issues of the drug situation, the mental health situation. Most mental health people, socially or maniac crazy.
But isn't it?
Don't
but,
have some place to go to.
But don't. But does it have to be either or? Can it be?
No, we got to work on both.
On all of it, right?
On all of it.
And Marenta, you're followed by five people who are waiting to get on. I want to give them a chance.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to now that leaves two free phones. Let's go to Jim in Hartford. Okay, Jim, you're on.
Hello, Alan. It's good to hear you. I don't always get this opportunity, and it's good to hear when you're on Vox Pop.
Did you take a day off?
Well, I had to work in and out early. I'm heading to a doctor appointment.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim. Your turn.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. As to Hillary Clinton, in 2008, I would not have been inclined to do much with her, although I told people back then, whether you go with him or Barack Obama, you are making history. Now, where she's had the Secretary of State experience under her belt,
yep,
I think she would be somewhat more qualified. Throwing out a vice presidential candidate like Deval Patrick, I think would be a good ticket balancer, because people don't remember that Hillary was, her dad, Rodham, was a diehard Goldwater fan, wasn't he?
You know, it rings a sort of bell with me, but frankly, Jim, I'd be a liar if I told you I remembered it.
I remember reading it once that in her days in college when she met Bill, her dad was a diehard conservative Republican, and she kind of headed towards a more moderate stance.
Yeah, do you respect her for that?
I think she would be a reasonably strong candidate, but it really depends on who the other side wants to throw up there. Right now, I don't see anybody. I see mostly this Mark Rubio and some of these others really being flash in the pan.
Okay.
They may make their pronouncements, they may do their thing, but at the end of the day, I really don't think people want to take that ultra-conservative orthodoxy very seriously.
By the way, I agree with you. I think they've gotten themselves into a terrible position. I happen to think their strongest candidate is Chris Christie, but whether they will ever forgive him for putting his arm around Obama, I don't know.
Well, you know, they've got to drop this whole, if they want a chance, or if they, unless they really want to be pushed out in the wilderness like they were in the 70s post-Watergate, they have to realize that they can't have all this ideological purity, and that they have to realize that where they're at is where the sausage is made. They don't like what's in the sausage, but we eat it, right?
You bet.
The legislation.
Okay.
One quick question. As far as people making the comment about Bill being, quote, a human being, as it were, I remember one time at a shopping line, it's got into this discussion, and this woman was standing behind me and saying, I think that man is positively amoral and this, that, and the other. And I said, madam, none of them has a franchise on righteousness. I mean, FDR, JFK, LBJ. I said, even Ike. Does the name Kay Summersby ring a bell?
Of course.
So, as I say, they're all human beings, and we sometimes tend to idolize and lionize some folks.
Yeah, some guys get away with it, like Ike, as you've just mentioned, and some people do not.
FDR did. I mean, and LBJ and JFK. LBJ had his own room off to the side that Secret Service.
Oh well, no, he was a famous he was a famous hound dog. Hey, listen, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you, Alan, and have a very pleasant afternoon.
You too. Okay, let's take our medicine while we can. Bill from Steventown. Bill, you're on.
Yeah, Alan, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just have an opinion with the gun control laws and how it affects the candidates. I think we have to look more at punishing the criminals that get caught with guns illegally.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do respectfully disagree with each other.
Sure.
I'm a volunteer hunter safety instructor for the state of New York.
Wow.
And there are thousands of people that volunteer as legal gun owners to make gun shooting safe. And I find I have a nephew that's a New York City police officer, and the frustration that I see from these guys, they go out and they do their job and they put themselves in harm's way,
right,
only to find out that liberal judges let these guys out very, very, in my opinion, much too easily.
By the way, don't even get me started on that one. You may think we disagree, but we don't on that one. I agree with you that the people who get caught doing bad things ought to be held accountable. I saw something in the paper. I can't recount the story. It was just this morning. Some guy did something. The accusation was terrible, and he was out on bail, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
So I agree with that, but I do think there's got to be a way, and Bill, I hope you'll think about this, there's got to be a way that if you get somebody who's clearly, you know, manic and has all kinds of dangerous signs about them, that we can keep a gun out of their hands.
I definitely believe that we have to find a way. I just personally, I don't think... we have to find a way of making it that we're going after the criminals or the people that shouldn't, instead of overburdening the legal gun owners that they're as good as any neighbor you have. They'll be there to help you.
Yeah.
But it always seems like people try to line up. If you believe in gun ownership, well, the NRA is at your back door pushing you to be out there.
Okay, but Bill, we have to take a lot of other calls, but I want to thank you for calling. I think your position is a thoughtful one, and that while we may not agree on everything, we'll be doing a lot of shows on gun control. You can be sure of it. Thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks, Alan.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Lee and Dave and Andrea and Greg, stay right there.
Support for WAMC comes from Joyos Jewelers, Del Mar, New York, specializing in custom jewelry and repair, laser welding, designer jewelry and gifts, joyosjewelers.com. The Preservation League of New York State, Albany, New York, hosting a tour of preservation projects at the Shaker Museum, Mount Lebanon, September 25th, 518-462-5248 for details. Current Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York. Legal and consulting services on regulatory issues for life insurance and annuity manufacturers and distributors. CurrentCompliance.com. And Charles Padula DDS, Union Avenue, Schenectady. Cosmetic dentistry including porcelain laminates, crowns, implants, and Invisalign orthodontics. PaduladDDS.com.
Okay, let's get going. We only have about 18 minutes. Let's go to Lee in Ulster. Lee, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
So I have something to say on the gun thing, but I want to begin by saying I am certainly a Hillary fan, and I wanted to ask you if you thought that Sherrod Brown was a potential for VP.
That's a possibility. The problem with him is that he's way out there in terms of the left of the party. So therefore, as I understand it anyway, what do I know? But my feeling is that that's the last thing she's going to need to get those centrist and Republican votes.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
What do you think?
You know, it seems... Excuse me?
What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't think that he's as... he always seemed like a sort of a solid, sensible guy.
I think so. I like him.
And he's Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio is very important. Ohio is often the key to the election.
Yeah. I mean, I am cartoonishly in the middle of the Hillary demographic, and I sincerely hope that she runs.
What do you mean cartoonishly?
Well, I am the age, the sex, the time in life. I am everything in the middle of her demographic, and I am a supporter. I mean, I think the woman is more than due, and sincerely hope that she's successful.
Well, Lee, you're always so well spoken, and you are today as usual. I thank you for your call. Appreciate it
you're
very
welcome.
Much. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye. Let's go to Dave in Amherst. Dave, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan. It is always a pleasure to listen to your show.
Well, thank you.
I was calling in regards to the Hillary Clinton potential run for president.
Yeah.
I voted for Mr. Obama 2 times, and I support him, but... I don't get a good feeling with Hillary Clinton. I always, and it's not because of her gender, it's because of her lack of stick-to-itiveness. You know, she was senator for one term, jumped into the presidency, then went to Secretary of State, and then quit that too. And I just don't see.
Well, to be fair, Dave, when you say quit that too, she didn't quit after a month. She served out a full term. She said she would serve out a full term, you know. And obviously, if she's going to run for president, which I believe she is, then you can't be Secretary of State and running for president. Just isn't done.
Well, you make a good point on that, but her track record is not good and from my perspective. And I'd like to see a more moderate Democrat run, because I think we need somebody that is more middle of the road than far to the left.
Oh, I don't see her as far to the left. But let me ask you a question. Who do you see as the more moderate Democrat?
Well, I don't see one out there right at the moment. The moderate Democrats have almost vanished in our country because of the circumstances with the extreme right and their bent on their social agenda, which I do not agree with. Mm. But
how would you characterize yourself, a Democrat or a Republican, general?
I would say a moderate Democrat who also. Some of your people on the show you had one caller who said he was a New York gun instructor. Now, I agree with some of his, I agree with where he stands.
Yeah.
Don't burden people that are law-abiding.
No, okay.
Go after the criminals.
Okay, but wait a second. I want to go back to your major point, which is you were talking about, you know, as I said before, in order to win the presidency, you got to put yourself forward. You have to self-identify, right? So who's out there? How do you see Biden, for example?
I don't. I don't think Biden is. I think his best days are behind him.
All right.
I don't see any good candidates right now for that are moderate.
Okay. Do you see anybody on the Republican side you really like?
Well, I voted Republican too over the years.
But I'm asking a question. You see anybody you like right now?
I would say Chris Christie. I like his social stance. I like where he stands on financial issues, and I think he has a personality that a lot of Americans can relate to.
I think you're right. I think he's a very smart guy. But on the other hand, I don't know that the Republicans will ever forgive him for helping Obama and working with Obama. If they wanted to win, it would be Christie. I agree with you. If they wanted to win, it would be Christie. And by the way, when they run in the polls, as I remember them, Hillary vanquishes everybody but him.
Well, if it comes down to that, I will be pulling a lever for Christie. I believe in breaking the glass ceiling for women. I certainly do. And I live in a very liberal town, and I support
indeed
that.
But I
do not see her as presidential material.
What do you do for a living?
I am a building contractor.
Interesting. That's interesting. Because
I just don't see Hillary as she's just an opportunist. She's always looking to move up.
Which of us is not an opportunist?
Well,
I mean, when you try to get more business or you try to move up, I mean, how can you blame her for doing that?
I don't think she has a good track record.
Was Franklin Roosevelt not an opportunist? He happened to be great for the country.
I'm afraid maybe that's of your vintage. It's not of mine, but I think he did a good job.
Yes, he did.
But I just from what Hillary has done,
No. You know, Dave, you've made the point a couple of times. I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call again, okay?
Oh, I certainly will.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Let's go to Andrea in Niskayuna. Andrea, you're on.
Good afternoon, Alan. I have the candidates.
Okay.
Julian Castro. He will bring out the vote, especially the Hispanic vote. He is bright. He is photogenic. He is articulate. He's gifted. He's coming from a family of gifted politicians. And I think he'd be a great balance for the ticket in every way.
Now, are you running him for vice president or president?
I am running him for vice president with Hillary.
Interesting.
As far as your last caller, Hillary is not a very liberal Democrat at all. In fact, she was a hawk in many ways. And I think that that it's clear that she's not.
Could you speak up a little bit? We're having trouble hearing you.
Sorry. I'm just saying in regard to your last caller, I do not think Hillary is a very liberal Democrat at all.
Yeah.
I'm just the opposite. And in terms of her being an opportunist, there's no one who runs for president who is not an opportunist and thinks that they have an awful lot to give.
Right.
And I also think that her experience is a very good, rounded experience to run the country.
Yep.
She was in Congress
as
a senator. She was in the White House for 8 years. And she is an international figure who is known all over the world and respected all over the world. I don't think you can put a better package together. Plus, she's a woman, and it's about time.
Well, Andrea, all I can say is you have spoken beautifully. But I have to ask you, I have to ask you a question. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
You know what? I'm happy as long as you don't call me something worse. It's fine.
No, but how do you self-identify?
I say Andrea.
Andrea, because, you know, I have a niece named Andrea.
And how does she say it?
Andrea. And then the wonderful woman who my son Jonas is about to marry is Andrea.
Oh, well, then just don't get us mixed up. I think you'll be
well,
all
that's right. And she is not, I don't believe she's taking his last name, which is good and a relief to my niece. So there won't be two Andrea Shartoks. Hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Greg in Gardner. Greg in Gardner, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Greg.
My feeling is Hillary will be a fantastic candidate. I just wonder and feel that her stance on Syria is wrong. I think she's really read our country wrong on this. I really don't think we, in general, want to get involved in Syria, especially the liberal wing of our party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that she thinks she needs the hawk creds?
Yes.
That much? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. But who is that going to play for, though, really?
Well, no, you have... The issue is not the substantive issue of Syria or intervention, I don't believe. I think the issue is the mythology, the typecasting about women. The real question is, does she have the guts to do what's right and what's as opposed to the kinds of things that too many misogynists associate women with doing? And I think and also she wanted to support the president. I think that's very important. Because remember, his whole theory here was if you threaten, you might get something out of them, which he did. And she was in on that.
Right.
So that's why I think she did it.
Okay. So what about Joe Biden, who's really, I think, the elephant in the room here for the Democrats, don't you think?
Well, yes, and the reason we're having this program, despite at least one caller, is because Joe Biden gets slaughtered in the poll among Democrats. We're talking, something like 90-10 or something. I don't remember what the whole thing was, but it's very, very, it's very, is 65% of likely Democrats saying that they would back her. That's unbelievable. And, you know, he's been making noises. He went out to Iowa, to sort of put his toe in the water. I like him very much. I really do. But I don't think it's to be. Somebody called up not that long ago and said it's all about age in his case. Well, we can dismiss people for age. We can dismiss people because of their sex. We can, their sexual preference, the rest of this kind of stuff. So I think he's a good guy. But I don't think he's got a shot.
Well, I hope Hillary makes it.
Okay.
Thanks,
Al. Hey, Craig, thank you very much. Okay, now, let me just tell you, there are 4 free phones right now. Everybody thinks the program is over, but we have about, 6 more minutes. So, 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Robin in Albany. Robin, go.
Hi there. Thank you. You hear me?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. I heard you admonishing an earlier caller, that Hillary is wielding such a great lead in the poll at the moment.
I don't know that admonishing is the right word. Advising, maybe. Go ahead.
Reminding with energy. So I just wanted to say, how often are the polls this early in the game really representative of who winds up
not
sitting
always.
In the office?
Not always. We just saw Christine Quinn leading for months in New York City and ending up with a pathetic showing. You know, once people
Very often not. I remember 2003 on the sidewalk, somebody saying, who's your candidate, Howard Dean or Wesley Clark?
Yeah, right.
And,
exactly.
You know, and the media is very much like that. They want to regard the show as all sewed up from the beginning.
Yes, and yet, Robin, in defense of why we're doing this, is this offers an opportunity for discussion. You know, who is Hillary Clinton? What is she doing? You know, why wait till the last minute to do that?
Oh, sure.
I mean, let people
get
their feedback.
It's just,
yeah.
That, you know, somebody was offering objections, and you were saying, oh, but she's winning in the polls. I would say, by the way, to sharpen a point made, I think it was Dave who called her an opportunist. Mm. I think that's shorthand for something with a little bit more nuance to it.
Yeah.
I might have said she's a politician, very much after the mold of Bill. The creepiest thing about Bill Clinton was always that it was clear that he'd say whatever he thought he had to say to stay in power.
Unlike Frank FDR. Kennedy,
FDR was a bit of a scoundrel. I realize that that is the mold for the business, but for a lot of people, it's that smack. Remember, for Obama particularly, it was that tang of authenticity about him that seemed to hold such a commanding lead really the whole time.
Yeah.
It's what I wound up voting for. You know, even though he's let us down on a number of counts, there was this notion that here is a guy who is simply and clearly speaking his mind with principle. You know, I reflecting his arc, you know, coming up very young, suddenly he's a senator, and the interest of that hasn't worn off before he's running for president. I would say we ought to, as I've heard some people saying, draft Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is wildly popular, of course, with the left of the party, but you got to win a presidential election. You got to win in Indiana. You got to win in Florida. You got to win in these other places, and that's why
it's the Democratic Party that is actually the base of the Democratic Party. Though you do need the left. That's who got Obama in for that.
No, but you get the left. See, what I'm saying is, you get the left. They're not going to the Republican.
For Hillary Clinton, you get the left.
Oh, absolutely. You absolutely.
For many purposes, I think a lot of us on maybe the left edge of the left regard her as de facto Republican in a lot of ways. I mean,
what are they going to do? Vote for McCain? Or somebody like that?
No, I see what you're saying. They're either going to do that or vote green and protest.
Yeah, well, and at least a half of a percent will do that. Hey, Robin, I really thought you were very well spoken, and I appreciate your calling. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, bye. Okay. Let's go to Martha in Turner Falls. Okay, Martha, you're on.
Hello. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. But you got to go fast because we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
All right. I would like to say that I agree with Andrea about everything she said that was pro-Hillary in terms of her resume. And I would also like to make a comment that my feminist hackles got up with the guy who was the contractor who said that she was ambitious.
Do you say men?
So
yeah, do you say men
are
ambitious?
I feel like
right.
He needs to check his opinion about that behavior in man versus woman,
that
he probably wouldn't have those opinions if she had been a man.
Yeah,
that's
no,
all
that's
say.
True. No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
That really disturbs me when that behavior is seen as positive in a man, and the same behavior, which is very useful as a politician, is not regarded as a positive thing in a woman.
Well, you are so
right. She's shifty. She's not making commitments, et cetera. Not true, not true, and not true. She's placing herself in a perfect position to support the country on an international and national stage.
Martha, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And very quickly, I mean, in one sentence, James, what do you got?
Well, I've got a disagreement on Hillary here. You know, she is shady. I mean, in many ways, I don't want to get into it, but the Benghazi thing, I mean, she is not to be trusted in points. And we shouldn't vote on somebody just because she's female. I mean, there's nothing behind that.
Okay, now I don't want you to think I'm hanging up on you because of what you're saying. I'm hanging up on you because it's 2:57 and 39 seconds, and we got to go. Thank you, James. I appreciate your call a lot. Thank you to Jim and Rick and Ryan and Regina and Christian, all of whom are hanging on the phone, but they're not getting their chance today. All right, folks, here we go. It's been a wonderful show. I really have appreciated everybody minus one. Give us a call today at 1-800-348-2551. You know when? That is the next time we see you. And we're out of time. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Rhinebeck Equine Hospital, providing a team of equine specialists in medicine and surgery open 24 hours, 365 days a year for emergency services, RhinebeckEquine.com, and Binwater, Ice and Spring Water, Kingston, Pure Spring Water, Coffee Service, and Mountain Valley Spring Water, delivered to homes and offices, local and family-owned, Binwater.com, and Troy Chromatic Concerts, presenting the Knights Chamber Orchestra at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Saturday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m., Troy Chromatic Concerts.org, the Beacon Institute for Rivers and Estuaries at Clarkson University, offering a hybrid online and in-person Master of Science in Engineering Management for Working Professionals, BIRE.org/engineering for upcoming programs in the region. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WMC.org/Vox Pop. Our engineer has been the incredible Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach. Our web assistant is Tom Jobe. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update. And again, thank you for calling. And don't forget the Vox. Don't forget the Lockbox.